Have you seen the new, relatively new ones with the big boom arms and the buckets that are designed to fight fires and the skyscrapers?
If I have, I didn't know what I was looking at.
Have you seen the utility companies using those now with the buckets that the man gets into?
No, I haven't seen.
Haven't heard of a snorkel truck or anything.
Oh, I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. It's the same kind of things that are used by electricians, people to work for the power company.
Yeah, yeah.
The little, and
but
I didn't know the name of it.
What about a vehicle that's designed specifically to handle heart attack cases?
Nothing comes to mind.
No name?
Nothing comes to
mind. Emergency truck or vehicle, something like that. Is that what you would call it?
Well, that's what I would call it, but it just didn't come to mind, so.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and say it
anyway. Yeah, okay, emergency.
Okay. All right, and the vehicle that the police drive around in, what would you call that?
Police car, police wagon. I don't know what wagons anymore. Police car, police vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about one that's designed to accommodate a lot of people if they were making a raid or bus something?
Well, I guess then a police truck or police wagon.
Okay. And a vehicle that some police departments have, an aircraft with a rotary blade, you know. You're just
helicopter.
Yeah. Any other names for that you would use?
No, that's the only name I would use.
Yeah, I was just wondering about chopper or blowbirds with helicopters and all that. Okay. And the man whose profession is to fight fires, you would just call him?
Policeman. Fireman.
Needed that one. Okay. What about derogatory or joking names for policemen? Anything?
Pig.
Okay, how would that be used? Is that insulting or joking?
I think it's an insulting term.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything besides that?
No.
Cop?
Well, yes, but I think cop is more of a kind of a neighborhood kind of term you would give to a person that you consider to be a maybe a friend, something of a nickname sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
So it's definitely not insulting.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. What about the man? Well, you mentioned fireman. Mm-hmm. Any names like that for fireman? Joking, derogatory.
No, I can't think of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the place where the policeman or headquarters, you would call that place a?
The police headquarters, police station.
Okay, what about fire?
Fire station, fire headquarters.
Okay. Where would a man be taken if he were arrested for public drunkenness?
To the city jail or county jail.
Is there a special part of that jail that's designed to accommodate the drunks?
I wouldn't know.
Have you ever heard of a drunk tank?
No, I haven't.
What about if a man was convicted for a federal offense, where would he be sent?
Where he'd be sent after being convicted?
Yeah.
To prison.
Any special name for it?
For the particular kind of prison?
Yeah, I mean, like, is a prison the same thing as city jail, or?
Oh, no, no. The term prison means a separate facility where, hardened criminals, people that have been convicted of certain crimes, must spend a certain portion of their life in order to pay their debt to society. I think of a jail as more of a temporary sort of place.
Mm-hmm.